In 1850, the ladies of an Indian household were expected to remain silent, unseen, unheard, bound by the shadow of tradition and the walls of patriarchy. But Mohtarma Abadi Banu Begum, whom the world would come to know as Biamma, was never meant for the shadows. She was not born to obey history. She was born to change it. Biamma was married young, and within a decade of the union, she was widowed, left as the sole charge of six children. Though unschooled herself, she instinctively knew the importance of education, so she strived to ensure that her children would be tutored by the finest. Two of her sons eventually, upon receiving scholarships, would travel to England for their higher studies. With her blessings, an extraordinary decision for a conservative Muslim woman at the time. She taught her children to dream, to fight, to never bow to the empire or an injustice. Two of her sons, Janab Muhammad Ali and Janab Shaukat Ali, both bright, educated young men, had decided to become freedom fighters. They joined hands with Gandhiji. They led the Khilafat movement, uniting Hindus and Muslims against British tyranny. And when her sons were jailed, when they were threatened, beaten, broken, did Biamma simply pray from the sidelines? Did she hide behind the veil? No. Defying every norm of the time, Biamma took to the stage at political rallies. Veiled but fierce, she stood up against the British Empire. She stood before a microphone in Parda, facing thousands. In a time when women did not speak in public, she thundered words that would rattle a sleeping nation awake. She challenged the crown, a 70-year-old Muslim lady, shattering every barrier of her time. She travelled across India, not for fame, not for followers, but for freedom. She lit fires in the hearts of women, told them that they were soldiers too, told them that their bangles could challenge British bullets, that their voices, much like hers, could become a revolution. She called upon women who had never stepped out of their homes to lead the charge, told them to donate their jewellery, to stand for justice, to fight like lionesses. She raised funds, raised hopes, and raised a movement. While others preached silence, she became a roar of a million unheard voices. Her voice fueled a movement. It did the unthinkable. It carved a space for women in the struggle for freedom. She didn't live to see India free, but her voice became a part of the battle cry that led us there. Her voice would echo in every protest, every slogan, every march led by women. History often remembers kings and conquerors, but this is a story of a mother who led a movement, who raised revolutionaries, who proved that the strongest voice in a nation can begin with a whisper from a mother's heart. Biamma, not just the mother of two sons, but the mother of a rising India. The mother who did not wait for a hero. She became one. Mohtarma Abadi Banu Begum.